Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to climb up out of the mind of Satan. Climb up out of the mind of the demonic, wicked ruling class, ruling families of this wicked world order. We endeavor to climb up out of the mind of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. At the same time, we want to climb up into our original mind, the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In this original thinking and mentality, we can see that it is incumbent upon ourselves, it is to our betterment, benefit, that we as poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, white, no matter our ethnicity, no matter our religion, no matter our political philosophy, no matter where we live on this earth, it is to our benefit that we come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, revolutionary institution, organization that is of like mind. I am ever so thankful for my beautiful sister, Venice. I pray that the Most High, she is my coordinator. Sister Venice is my coordinator, helper, engineer, facilitator of this program, the Mind of God program, and this website, thinkaboutit.org. I pray that the Most High continues to bless such beautiful sister and such beautiful sister's children and family. Contact me, email, YAHLOVE, yallove @comcast.net. Let's give thanks and praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba, putting that together with Yahweh or Yahweh, you get Yahweh, Ab, Yahweh, Abba. Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to Yahweh, the Lord, as having the attribute of begatting, that is Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. Now, Allah, A-L-L-A-H, is also an African Hebrew word. The African Hebrew language, the mother, father language of the African Arabic language, you find Allah on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, under the number 5927, which means the ascender. The ascender, the one who ascends us, raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we may become excellent. Excellent gods and goddesses on this earth, that we may excel this system, excel this wicked world order, that we, with the power and science of the universe, are enabled and empowered to facilitate and set up the full reality of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father, known as Amun, the hidden one, that hidden Father, that Father that works in the birth process in a hidden reality, that Father Almighty, hidden and unseen, sacred, divine, masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We give praises now to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to Yahweh as conceiving, not only begatting, but conceiving, because Yahweh, 3068 on the Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Yahweh means existing. Existing. This is a scientific word causing us to understand the process of birth. No birth without father and mother. No life without father and mother. The sacred union of the sacred divine masculine father and the sacred divine feminine mother. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Kokhmah. That word is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother. She is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. There's that word conceived, because it is the sacred and divine feminine, the mother, that conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Yahushua Jesus, she is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of creation, mother of human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh, and you can hear the Ruach Ka. The word Ka is the word for spirit in Kemet, Egypt. Ruach Ka Kadosh. Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. 7307, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Ruach is feminine, because Holy Spirit is feminine. Kadosh, you hear the Ka. That's the African Kemet, Egypt word for spirit. Kadosh, the word for sanctified or holy in the African Hebrew language applied to all animated live objects, the Africans taught that every facet of the universe and creation, all the way down to the atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, are alive with the power and life giving spirit of life existing one, power of the Most High. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah, I-L-L-A-H. Ashadu, Allah, 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 properly understood, none but our Mother Allah and our Father Allah. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, properly understood. In the name of our Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language, we find Allah. 5931, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Under Allah, which is 5927, you find 5928, 2930. These are Allah, O-L-L-A-H. And these words are the feminine counterpart of Allah. These words are the ascender in the feminine. She, Mother Holy Spirit, under the title Allah, ascends us, raises us up into her mind of supreme wisdom that we may do what? That we may Allah, I-L-L-A-H, feminine counterpart of Allah. Under Allah, we are able to change our occurrence, change our circumstance. In the title Allah, Mother Holy Spirit is defined as occurrence, circumstance, that we may facilitate and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth after we have ascended and changed our occurrence and circumstance. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, known as Amonet. Amonet is the womb, the sacred feminine that reveals that which was hidden. Amun or Amen, the Almighty Father, is the hidden. And then the sacred womb, sacred divine mother Amonet, reveals that which was hidden. We're talking about the birth process, the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, hidden in the womb of the mother, and the mother reveals after the term of birth is completed, she reveals that which was hidden. Oh, this is so wonderful. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. You have Yahshua, which is the sacred feminine counterpart to the masculine Yahushua. We recognize feminine, we recognize masculine. And believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. This is to teach you and me that all of us are kings and queens, princes, princesses, that the Most High Christ is here. Each and every one of us are Christ spirit soul energy in human flesh, and it is up to us to realize that reality, that existential reality, so that we may tap into that power, tap into that force, tap into that energy, and fulfill our destiny as Christ's in human flesh, sent to the earth realm to lead out of captivity all of we and all of they who are captive and imprisoned by this wicked system, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, fulfilling the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that we in the last days would rise up and realize that we are the Christ in human flesh, and the second coming of Christ is our realization of who we are as Christ in human flesh, and that universal power of Christ manifesting within each and every one of us, empowering us to get up and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. We want to try to get through some Sunday school lessons found in chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6 of St. Luke, maybe beyond. And we'll take our time with this. But we want to set this up by going back into the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, the Shabaka Stone, Booker T. Coleman, and Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo. We have a mission, sisters and brothers. We have a job to do. And when we go into this African history, not just black people, but brown, red, yellow, and white, the babies, the youth, we all must go back to Africa as the root of all scientific and religious thought, so that we can be the proper conduits for the reality of the Christ civilization and the Christ government on this earth, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. The Shabaka Stone, 700 years BC, Pharaoh Shabaka, black man, African, found this stone, and on this stone was carved the ancient African teaching of the science of creation. He had his artists and scientists, Pharaoh Shabaka, to preserve this stone. This stone teaches us of the mother, father principle, the birth process and reality, teaches us of hydrogen and noon, the waters of noon, teaches us of atoms, atom. It teaches us how we are this day to be empowered to build the Christ civilization, the Christ government. Booker T. Coleman, Gabrielle Oyibo, Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo. Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo, Nobel nominee for physics for his work on Einstein's theory of relativity. This brother, Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo, has seen the unified reality of theory of relativity, Big Bang theory, Word of God reality, watery waves of noon. We want to go back into this history, back into this science, and set up the Sunday school lessons, because I have seen, to me, something that is most profound in the scripture, and I could not have seen it unless I had already been somewhat versed in the ancient African teachings. The connection of Bible Quran with Africa is the key. The connection of science with Africa, religion with Africa is the key. Sisters and brothers, the youth, the babies must know Gabrielle Oyibo, Booker T. Coleman, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Read the book Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James. We want to go back and get into the unified theorem, the science of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the science of the atom, string theory, relativity. Sisters and brothers, Africa is the root of all of this. Let's get into it. Africa, the root of all religious, scientific thought. Africa, the root of civilization. This is not just for black babies and youth. This teaching is for the human family. Human family, sisters and brothers, teach the babies this truth. Teach the babies this reality. Teach the babies this science from Africa. And as they go into the school systems, they will know more than the teachers, because the teachers are not being taught this African root of science and religion and scientific teaching of creation that they refer to as quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, theory of relativity. And as the youth understand this science and this truth, they will be able to build the new Christ civilization, which will be based on truth, justice, and righteousness. Ma'at. Now, the Africans taught of a time original, an original time called primordial and primeval. The word primordial has to do with first order. The word primeval has to do with first age. This original time, referred to as the waters of noon. The waters of noon, you know that the scientists teach us that all life comes out of water. And whenever you read of water in scripture, it seems to be always masculine. Now this water, this original water, this original hydrogen water, this original dark water, water, hydrogen water, a plasma type water. A water that was dark black green type of water, original water, this plasma type water, spiritual type water, water that is able to conduct and transmit light. This original water represents the reality of the seed of life, germ of life called sperm in the physical. This water is teeming with life, translucent quartz type water, conducting light, transmitting light, and light symbolizing truth. So this water represents truth. Now, at this time, the teaching is that the waters were at peace. There was the potential for energy, the potential for movement, the potential for action. But at this time, there was peace, tranquility, no boundaries, no barriers. The ancient Africans are teaching us of our original reality as all one, all peaceful, all tranquil. So when we start to get into the other phases of creation, and we begin to see movement and energy and action, this movement and energy and action is to call in the invisible forces, not to separate, but to bring unity and peace and tranquility and continue that reality in the universe. You see, this water, peaceful, tranquil. You hear the word Islam. That means peace, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High. You hear salam in the African Arabic language. You hear shalom in the African Hebrew language. That word peace is the peace that we are to teach our babies that they are to work to get to. Peace where all are in harmony, all are one in movement, in activity, in action, to not separate and divide, but to be in unity and in peace with the force of life in the universe. This water's green. This may be why some of our pharaohs like Asaru are depicted as green, because of that original waters of noon, hydrogen, fire, waters, spiritual, plasma, translucent, green type color. Let's take our first break. See you on the other side of the break.